And we're back, and welcome once again to another episode of Mike, Mike, and Oscar. We think this is going to be a half episode?
Possibly, but we've gone long before.
Different kind of episode today. I am your co-host, Mike One. This is also Mike. Mike, what are we doing?
So we're kind of previewing Captain Marvel. That's the main thing.
Yes.
But we're also going to start up a new kind of episode that see if it works of guessing the plot.
Yes.
We have enjoyed the prediction game of late.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not only the Oscar prediction game, but I think we've had and we've surmised about a lot of movies that have come out. We've had a lot of good instincts. And I think it's funny when we have a bad instinct. I think you all enjoy laughing with us as much as you enjoy laughing at us.
Yes.
So I think that's the thoughts behind this. We are going to preview Captain Marvel, talk about some stories surrounding it, and then we're going to guess the plot. We're going to go out on a limb. So obviously, we are wrong most of the time.
Yes.
But then again, we're 100% accurate some of
all
the time.
All the time, yes. All the time when it comes to Oscars. So that's what we're going to be doing this.
We guess the plot Mike, Mike, episode. And Oscar paradox.
Guess the plot episode of Captain Marvel. Where do you want to start, Mike? This is one of your babies, so let's walk. I'll have you walk us through it.
So this is a major movie event. It's also going to be an Oscars sprint profile, we think, because of the possible visual effects.
Yes.
And who knows? This movie might break out. We still haven't seen critical reception numbers yet. Captain Marvel is by far the biggest movie release of 2019, though. So this may be one of those rare OSP slash movie events because it's both.
Yeah, we keep talking about how there's kind of been slow going as far as film year 2019 goes, but it's definitely going to be kicked off with this. It's had a lot of positive early buzz, even though there's no aggregate score on Rotten Tomatoes or IMDb yet because people that have seen it aren't allowed to talk about it yet. There's still the press censorship on until this has hit theaters and gone worldwide.
Yes.
But I'm excited, definitely excited based on what I've seen so far.
My local AMC, Mike, is playing this movie on Thursday night every 15 minutes.
That's a big deal.
That's big.
I mean, that's a big deal, right? To have their first female-led superhero titled character and movie going forward. I'm very, very excited, and I hope it's treated with the reverence and respect that it's due because of those attributes.
Screen Rant reported this week that early box office has Captain Marvel earning $160 million domestically and at least $90 million in China this weekend. They're not really staggering the international release as much this time. I wonder if that's strategic. I wonder if it's just the way they're rolling it out. But it's going to make big money no matter what this weekend. It was interesting to look around some box office websites. BamSmackPow.com had an article about this box office, and they thought that if the movie makes $75 million domestically, it's going to be considered a win. So there's some lowball numbers being thrown out there. There's a highball number, 160, 75 to 160. Who knows what it'll do, Mike? But bottom line is, it's probably going to make money.
I will be very surprised if it doesn't at least cross nine digits and cross the $100 million threshold for opening weekend. The biggest opening we've had in 2019 so far has been that third How to Train Your Dragon movie. We just talked about that, the box office numbers for that, and MMO Weekly at $55 million. This should do easily double that.
So we wanted to take you back through our previews of this. We previewed a couple times. Obviously, the cast and crew, we have Brie Larson as Carol Danvers slash Captain Marvel. We have Gemma Chan from Crazy Rich Asians. Ben Mendelsohn has been in everything lately. Mm-hmm. Samuel Jackson's always been Nick Fury. He returns and is aged down. Lee Pace, Halt and Catch Fire. He was in the Guardians movie. He plays Ronan.
Yeah,
which is
you
great
would
villain.
Think he's going to be the big bad, but there's a couple opportunities for big bads here.
Who knows who the big bad is? Jude Law plays Yon-Rogg. That's his name, Yon-Rogg. That's a Mike and Oscar exclusive via IMDb.
So an IMDb exclusive then.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
We have McKenna Grace. Annette Bening. Her character is named Supreme Intelligence.
I think that's just her actual name, like instead of Annette Bening.
You're such a kiss ass. Demon Hansu plays Karath, and he's from Guardians. We have Clark Gregg back as Coulson. Colin Ford, Rune Temp.
I like it. That's a nice 67.
Chukwu Modu, Robert Kaczynski, and Lashana Lynch on that first page of IMDb. I won't tell you about any of the secret ones, which I didn't even look at. You have Anna Boden and Ryan Fleck directing this thing. They are from Half Nelson, Sugar. They've made good movies before.
That's kind of the highlight and the most important thing to keep in mind. They haven't had this budget, obviously. Right. We've seen first-time directors get this budget and just be aces with it because Marvel, the studio, is so involved with the process to the extent that they've actually replaced directors because they need to be so involved because they do take care of these properties. Bowden and Fleck, they've teamed up on other stuff before. They've gotten high marks on other stuff before. I'm excited to see what they can do with it, just like we could say about the Russo brothers in years past.
And the Russo brothers didn't have the action movie, action sort of spectacular background either. Nope. And that's a bit of a concern because Half Nelson is such a just an indie film character study drama. Sugar's a baseball movie, but it's less of a baseball movie than it is a character study drama. The same deal. So they haven't really dealt with a lot of spectacle before. I wonder if that's a learning curve, but they have the best teachers
in the business. You know who has? Kevin Feige.
Yeah. They're probably doing okay. They can delegate a few things.
Right.
And if anything is coming off from these trailers, which I want to kind of go back through a little bit here, it's that the spectacle works like crazy. It is just eye-popping, every trailer.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot to be seen there as far as your action-adventure junkie. What I will say, if we're getting into the trailer, what worries me, it's something you've brought up a couple times, it's something that I think is inevitable once you watch the trailers. The development of the Carol Danvers character has been very, very close to the vest in Marvel. Yeah. We don't know what's going on with her outside of like Captain Marvel having the eyes light up as if it's like Thor or Iron Man reincarnate.
We've gotten some hints, I think. We've gotten some hints at a backstory, which we're going to talk about in our guessing of the plot. But I do think that some of these trailers have lacked charisma moments for her character in particular. I wonder,
maybe that's deliberate.
It's deliberate. And I hope it's deliberate. Yeah. But then again, it might be worked into the plot to the point where we get to know her by the end of the film.
Well, that's kind of where I was leaning with it anyway. If it's like she doesn't know herself, maybe she doesn't. She's playing it close to the vest. She's playing it very guarded, and she's thinking she's this warrior from outer space.
Is that the best decision in the trailblazing female superhero movie from Marvel, though, when all of these other characters have been so supremely characterized? If I can't come up with another word, I'll just use that one. You know, I mean, look at it. Hellboy trailer that we just reviewed in MMOW. Oozing charisma. He's got a quip every scene. And you look at all of the Marvel trailers, they are known for that. That is their trademark. You have Tony Stark carrying this franchise to where it is today because of Tony Stark, not because of Iron Man.
And the more unknown characters weren't introduced in their own film. They kind of were previewed in other films. Black Panther was previewed in Civil War. Tom Holland, Spider-Man. We saw the first glimpse of him in Civil War. So yeah, sure, that's a concern. But again, if this was a DC property, I'd be terrified. If it's a Marvel property, they've earned the benefit of the doubt.
And we did hear rumors that this is an awesome film.
Yep.
I mean, we're excited about this because the first reactions on Twitter when people got a sneak peek a couple weeks ago, they were gushing over it. They're very happy about it. So what can be leaked has been leaked in a positive way. We're recording this on Sunday. We'll have some reviews drop during this week. We don't know what those are at the moment of this recording, but
I'm going to prognosticate and say they're all positive.
I think they're going to be mostly positive.
Yes, there's some people that I've trust on Twitter have seen the openings for this, and I haven't seen a negative review yet, so we'll see.
Good. So are we ready for this thing, Mike?
All right, so how are we going to handle this? Explain what we're going to do, I think.
Well, we're basically going to tell each other the story of Captain Marvel.
Okay.
And you can laugh at it, you can react to it, you can heckle me about it, vice versa.
Should we have kind of a serious discussion of what we think the plot will be first?
No, because this
is a joke.
You just
want to dive right into this. Mine is absolutely a joke.
And we can have a serious discussion at the end.
Okay. All right. If you want. Would you like to go first or second?
I'll go first.
Okay. So this is the Also Mike version, 100% accurate guessing of the plot of Captain Marvel.
100% accurate.
Let's go.
Maybe it's the cockiness from the last series.
No, it's just what we do now. It should be our brand.
We're predictors now. Okay.
We're predictors now. That's us.
Of course, we begin with First Lieutenant Marvel.
Naturally, yes.
She's not a captain yet.
Right. Last name Marvel?
I guess.
All right.
This is how little research I did. And I haven't not read any of the comics, so Laugh at me as much as you laugh with me.
I plan on, yeah.
She is a Top Gun fighter pilot who takes the bus home every night after a full day of high-fiving, of catchy mantras, and of flying. And the catchy mantra, of course, is higher, further, faster with that rhythm.
Volleyball? Did she play some volleyball at the
base? Volleyball.
No volleyball. Okay.
No volleyball. I would like volleyball, but that's fine. It's in another movie.
All right.
Every single night, she's driving home on this bus. A crazy older woman basically bullies her out of her prime seat on that bus.
Okay.
First Lieutenant Marvel is, of course, respectful of her elders and doesn't like to mess with crazy if she doesn't have to. She's had a long day.
Naturally.
So she gets up and moves to another seat every night. It's kind of a ritual, and basically she just doesn't think much of it. And she keeps doing her thing with the flight school. This is act one. This is setup time.
Okay.
She does her thing with the flight school, but she keeps getting carried away with the high-fiving and the mantra. And the mantra, higher, further, faster. She keeps flying higher, further, and faster. And bottom line, Mike, she bounces off the atmosphere like Ryan Gosling, Neil Armstrong did in First Man. But unlike Ryan Gosling, she is not a trained astronaut. She doesn't know how to. Once she's in space, she just floats off.
Okay.
Now, we know MCU aliens, they just kind of hang out around Earth. We know this from Guardians of the Galaxy. Mm-hmm. I'm not going out on a total limb here. The aliens, Kurt Russell, etc., they hang out around Earth.
Okay.
Now, these aliens were kind of placing bets. This will be the funny Marvel thing. They've been placing bets on when this pilot would just fly off into space.
Okay.
To them. And they were like, wow, if she has the audacity to fly that close into space, maybe we can turn her into an elite fighting force.
So the aliens want to recruit her for bad.
So they're recruiting her for Annette Bening, essentially. So they wait for her to come to her. They save her. And basically, they bring her off to Annette Bening, who turns her into a superhero, who turns her into an elite fighting force member. And, of course, Annette Bening, after giving many a speeches and looking way too much like a human being, actually gives her a demotion on the one hand because she flew off into space recklessly.
Right, you got it, yeah.
She's second Lieutenant Marvel now.
Okay, she is, and Annette Bening's the law here, right?
Annette Bening, that's the big act one twist.
Yeah.
You are now second Lieutenant Marvel.
Okay.
Getting caught up in this. But she does give her to the best mentor character of the film, that is Jude Law's green-eyed evil Pope Death Gazers.
I see. All right.
So Jude Law's in charge of her training. He's a tough taskmaster, but he helps her, you know, hone her powers.
Is he still a Pope?
He is a former Pope.
He's a former Pope.
And he kept making proclamations that were all, you know, terrible ones.
Right.
Of course, the aliens who are nearby just scooped him up
naturally,
and said,
naturally.
You
okay.
need to be a part of this elite fighting force. So, Mike, there's an awesome montage of her kicking ass around the galaxy with the evil Pope Death Gazers. And she gets promoted in that fun and games montage of early Act 2 back to the first lieutenant.
So the demotion doesn't last all that long.
It doesn't last long. It's just a place to get A to B,
uh-huh.
or A to B1. So, obviously, she's living in outer space, and she's getting a little homesick.
Uh-huh.
Her favorite movie is, of course, Top Gun.
Naturally.
And we've seen this in the trailers, that she, without Jude Law knowing it, we've seen this part, she crashes into Blockbuster Video.
Uh-huh.
And she's basically going back. She just wanted to go back quick, swoop up a copy of Top Gun, maybe a VCR.
So she was there on purpose.
She was there on purpose,
right.
But she crashes and she gets amnesia, Mike, because she crashes and loses her memory. So now she, in a amnesic fog, all she does is follow her instincts like a zombie, and she just goes back on that bus.
Okay, right, I gotcha. So she's a creature of habit, is what
she's a creature of habit at this stage. She's a superhero, she's wearing the leather,
mm-hmm.
but she's back on the bus, but she doesn't remember why she's back on the bus, and that old lady tries to kick her out of her seat again. This is she's not taking no shit,
right,
now.
No time. I'm not the Carol Danvers you once knew.
She's an evil Pope Death Gazer now.
I am First Lieutenant, formerly Second Lieutenant, but now again First Lieutenant Marvel.
She doesn't understand that human beings are not like her.
Mm-hmm.
She cold cocks the old lady that we saw in the trailer. But, of course, the old lady, as we saw in that trailer, turns out to be a Kree or a Skrull or whichever their bad ones are. And she's a spy. Lady's a spy, Ben Mendelsohn or whatever.
I thought, sure, you were just going to have a super athletic old lady in this script.
That's possible, too. I'm leaving that open as a possibility.
Okay.
But we have this old lady just emerge as basically the chicken from Family Guy. And Peter Griffin and the chicken, they have some, you know, just great fight scenes.
The actual Peter Griffin.
In Family Guy, right?
Oh, okay.
So basically, Captain Marvel, or First Lieutenant Marvel, excuse me. It's my most important plot point. First Lieutenant Marvel and alien old lady have a Peter Griffin versus the chicken-like fight scene. I gotcha.
Okay, so she doesn't actually turn into the chicken from Family Guy,
no.
Which is where I thought you were going at first.
So, of course, now Nick Fury is in his early stages of his career. He's getting shit details in whatever pre-Shield slash Hydra slash Men in Black type of government outfit he's working for. So basically, he's in charge of cleaning up the mess and the ridiculous, the immeasurable amount of damage that this fight has caused the town or the city that they're in.
Mm-hmm.
So long story short, Fury bonds with First Lieutenant Marvel, and they basically fight off a alien invasion with the Cat, which apparently is a big character. And the movie ends with Captain Marvel being promoted by Annette Bening, First Lieutenant Marvel being promoted to Captain Marvel by Annette Bening.
So that's the end of your movie.
It's the end of my movie, but we got a stinger scene.
Okay.
It's 20 years later.
Right.
Captain Marvel now is watching Top Gun in her spaceship.
Naturally.
With the Jude Law, Evil Pope, Death Gators, which don't appreciate it. They just don't appreciate it.
Right.
When she gets a call from Nick Fury, her old pal, and he just goes, motherfuck. And that's it. Of course, she knows Thanos has the last Infinity Stone at that moment.
Okay.
We have a franchise now.
So you've rewritten the post-credit scene in one movie. To start there. Secondly, the crescendo of your plot is given away in the title. Am I reading that correctly?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
But people want, they want like that security. They want to know what happens in movie going.
Want the ending spoiled for you obviously, by the title.
Obviously, I did not take this seriously.
You took it far more seriously than I did. I want to commend, look, in all seriousness, like that was ridiculous and highly, highly hilarious. Mike wrote out a fucking pitch of pages for this script and did it word by word. And that is a phenomenal job.
We wanted to have some fun with it, bottom line. We had no idea what's going to happen in the plot, except actually you actually know exactly what's going to happen.
I wrote 14 words down.
But
that's
this
my
is,
guidance.
This is one. But now we're being serious again.
Yes.
This is 100%
yes.
accurate.
Absolutely.
You have not read the comics.
I
All
have
you're
not.
Doing, like me, is reading the trailers.
Exactly.
And basically just using your brain.
Yeah,
using
I'm just connecting dots at this
Should
point.
I sing I the South
any,
Park?
Any person can do that.
Should I sing the South Park imagination song?
I think we'd get sued. So here's the Captain Marvel plot.
Right.
Carol Danvers. We have Brie Larson as Carol Danvers, right? I've been on record saying that Captain Marvel is going to be all about the quantum realm. That everybody that got snapped
yes.
went into the quantum realm. And Captain Marvel is going to have the secret about getting people back from the quantum realm.
Were they in the quantum realm the whole time? Is that the twist?
Kind of. That's kind of the twist in that everybody listed on the IMDb cast list is in the quantum realm now. Okay? And Captain Marvel's job is to get each one of these people out of the quantum realm. But in true science fiction fashion, taking a page from one of the Treehouse of Horror Simpson episodes,
yeah.
something goes wrong within the transport from the quantum realm to real life.
Oh,
and
no.
every person on the IMDb cast list comes back as a character they've played in another movie or show. Okay? So we have Jude Law in this one. Quantum realm pulls him out. He comes out as the young pope. All right? Now he's in the young pope. Ben Mendelsohn, comes out, Quantum Realm. He's King George from Darkest Hour.
That's terrifying.
Okay? We got Lee Pace. He's supposed to be Ronan. No. Now he's Joe McMillan from Halt and Catch
That's
Fire.
That's scarier than Ronan.
And he can work with computers now, too.
Yep.
Gemma Chan. She comes out as Astrid from Crazy Rich Asians. Much more materialistic in this one.
Very materialistic.
Yep. Paul Rudd, not in Captain Marvel, but I wanted this character, so I come him. He comes along for the ride. he comes out from his character from Clueless. All right? And then we have Annette Bening. She comes out, for some reason, she really gets hit with lasers and shit in the transport. She comes out as both the wife from American Beauty and the woman from The American President, an amalgamation of those two characters.
Oh my God, I want to see that character, like now. This is her Academy Award. Forget what she's doing in the report, Mike.
This all leads to Samuel L. Jackson coming out, okay? And Samuel L. Jackson gets through the same lasers that Annette Bening does, except he doesn't get as two characters. He brings out the big villain of the movie with him. We think it's going to be Ronan. It's not Ronan. Big villain going to be the shark from Deep Blue Sea who comes out attached to Samuel L. Jackson. All right? That shark gathers up other sharks that want that, because this is taking place over an ocean somewhere, I guess. A shark from interdimensional transport, a quantum realm shark, gets really pissed off that he's here and not at home anymore. He can speak to other sharks. That's the hook. So he speaks to other sharks. They all start swimming violently in a little pattern in the water.
Yeah.
Sharknado comes. Sharknado. And now we have Captain Marvel with
comes.
Young Pope, King George, Joe McMillan, Astrid from Crazy Rich Asians, Paul Rudd, not in this movie, but character from Clueless, and Annette Bening as two other characters have to fight Sharknado. And they do.
And they do.
And that's my movie.
Wonderful. And that's what's happening. Look, I mean, bottom line, we did not take this seriously. We're not trying to predict the plot. Of course, that would be a jerk thing to do.
I didn't even look up Paul Rudd's character's name. Right. I just have him written down as Guy from Clueless.
Guy from Clueless. But bottom line is we are trying to get hired by the next Sharknado production to write your screenplay. So please hire us, Sharknado 17, and we will do a bang-up job. As we've evidenced here today, this is a fun way to kind of, you know, maybe if we land on some things with this batshit predictions, then Captain Marvel might be bad.
I would spend money to see either one of our movies.
I think I agree.
I absolutely would. Even if it's a surprise and the trailers are what we've seen them as.
Right. No, but this is going to be a polished Marvel movie. That is tells a great story that winds up giving this character some eventual catharsis that after she gets characterized as her character when she becomes, you know, charismatic towards the middle of the movie or within flashbacks, and we don't have to resort to the horror, as Apocalypse Now would say, of our two pitches.
If Sharknado's not in the movie at this point, I'm going to be upset. I'm letting you know that now. I'm very excited for Captain Marvel. All joking aside, I'm very, very excited for Marvel to finally, after 20 movies, get their shit together and give us a leading lady that has her own franchise and own movie. And in all seriousness, I do think the Quantum Realm's going to be involved. I have talked about how I think this is the most important Marvel movie in terms of they got to get the character right, they got to get the plot right, and it's going to be important for setting up what happens post-Endgame. Because I think the MCU is going to be turned over to people like Carol Danvers.
Yes.
People like the Letitia Wright character from Black Panther. It's going to be much more, it's going to be younger. And it's going to be different people that we haven't really seen in the forefront yet.
Younger and more representative of the actual population,
which is important.
Of the world.
And I think it's also important, too, for Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Evans and all those guys to kind of move on. You know,
right.
I think the only way you survive is to adapt. You got to evolve as a franchise. Take notes, Fast and Furious.
For them to still be active in Endgame, you know, that's deliberate.
And
that makes a world of sense to have the original Avengers basically involved in the Endgame.
So what do you think is the real, is somewhat of a plot here? Do you think we're getting like a big swap with Captain Marvel? What is Captain Marvel's main focus?
I wonder if they're harvesting Earthlings to make them super soldiers in outer space. I wonder if she somehow makes herself worthy in the eyes of Annette Bening or whatever. How does that happen? That's what I'm most curious about. Does she get abducted by aliens
and
brought to, like, I'm super curious about that fact. I don't know the Carol Danvers origin story from the comics
or how
that happens. And that's why I just said, she just flies off. I don't know what's going to happen. And higher, further, faster, higher, further.
Well, you're a track coach. You should implement that as your new saying for the kids.
We'd be too good.
Yeah, right. Of course.
So I don't want to push them beyond their limits. That wouldn't be fair. But
I wonder what comes first between the Earth Captain Marvel and she has to be. The Earth part first. The Top Gun scenes have to be her origin, right?
They've been so creative in how they've been doing origin stories, not doing origin stories. Hell, even the Aquaman was pretty creative. I think people are a little sick of origin stories, so I'd be surprised if like the first 20-minute block is just pure origin story. I'd be surprised if it's not more handled in flashbacks and we start with like her crashing into Blockbuster, her basically flying out to outer space. I don't know how they're going to start this movie, but I wonder if it's Guardians of the Galaxy style, and then you have flashbacks where you just have the one scene of origin story, and that's that. I don't know.
Do you think we get a an answer? Do you think we get a definitive answer on how to, everyone that was affected by Thanos, how to fix that?
No, I don't think we'll get a definitive answer. I think we'll get a kernel of hope. Or like you said, she'll deal with the quantum realm, if that's part of the solution, or she'll have some power that we can extrapolate. I think they keep us guessing. I don't think they're going to tee us up with a definitive answer.
Okay. I don't know.
I don't know if I want one or not.
Right. It's all going to be in the execution. I'm very, very curious to see. But like Mike told you at the outset of this, we're going to have a full review and not stray from, you know, this, our plots that we just gave you. We wanted to set this up as a little bit of a preview. We're going to try to do this with some bigger movies this year.
Us is going to be crazy if we try to do that one next.
That's very true. And we will be giving you an Oscar sprint profile of it. This could be the first Oscar contender of 2019. We're looking forward to that and how to handle it. We're certainly going to be in our seats opening night and get take it all in and have hopefully a review as soon as possible, late that night, early the next morning for you to get to and review and listen to yourself. We want to know your thoughts. First of all, your thoughts. Did we pitch better movies? The answer is yes. So maybe tell us which movie that appeals to you more in your life and which one you're hoping to see. Yeah, pitch us your own movie, your own plot. We'd love to hear that. You could reach out to us, Mike, and Oscar on Facebook, Mike, and Oscar on Instagram, MM and Oscar on the Twitter machine, or Mike, and Oscar .com, gmail.com, and on Reddit, right? That's where we are, I think.
We're everywhere.
We are everywhere. That's a good point, including TuneIn, Stitcher, SoundCloud, iTunes, Spotify, et cetera, et cetera. Michael, we have official Hollywood movie pitchers today. Final words of wisdom here.
Get your tickets and pay for the professionals. The professionals will do a much better job. We had fun with this, though. We want to be doing more shtick and whatnot down the line. And like I had a blast with this. So I thank you, Mike One, for coming along on this beautiful journey with me and for just going above and beyond with your pitch as well, because I would love to see your movie of Captain Marvel.
Likewise, good sir, and I appreciate you coming up with this, and I now want to see the Captain Marvel. If the big giveaway is the title, I would laugh probably for a week straight.
If she's first Lieutenant Marvel.
Such a departure from Marvel status of keeping things and hiding things, and they just give it all away in the title, that would kill me. That would be great. Guys, we want to know your thoughts. Reality sucks. Keep watching movies with us. We will see you very soon.
See ya.